And welcome back to Three Guys in a White Coat, the podcast where we give you our insights into becoming a medical student. Today's podcast is going to be more focused around work-life balance. We've given you guys some insights into research and volunteering and some stuff on the MCAS application, but today we want to show you that there's more to life in medical school than doing all this stuff. We want to make sure that you guys understand that you can have fun. So Matt and I are going to talk about some things that we've done and just kind of relive what we've done so far. You guys sound okay with that? That sound good?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I think the thing that's important to remember is, like, yes, medicine is the end game, the end goal, the thing that we're all wanting to dedicate our lives to. But at the end of the day, you got to remember that it's important to be a person as well and to be a human and not just a medical robot.
Call your family.
Yeah,
call your mother. She wants to hear from you.
She wants to know if you'll be late for supper.
Yeah, and honestly, take your grandma out for dinner once in a while.
Oh, yeah. My grandmother can't wait for me to come home for Thanksgiving. My dad keeps telling me that. She's like, every time I call and I'm like talking about medical school, she just like lights up.
Sure.
So I'm so excited to go see her. I was going to go to your house, DeYoung, for Thanksgiving.
No, I was excited.
But I'm actually kind of happy because I haven't seen my grandmother in a long time.
Yeah, so. Now we don't have to buy two turkeys.
Is that another fat joke?
Anyways.
I'm not be fat, careful. This is going to turn into two guys in a white coat real soon.
Turn into two guys ripping the white coat to shreds over. But I think the important thing that we want to make sure that we're talking to you guys about is the fact that it's important to have work-life balance and school-life balance because you focus on maintaining hobbies. I mean, to get into med school, you guys all have to be very well-rounded people, obviously, and to have experiences outside of school that you're passionate about, to not overuse the word passion. But I think it's important, again, to just find that work-life balance so that way you have hobbies to go into your future life with that give you happiness and joy during times of extreme stress.
Yeah, and I think this is something that's like not as well known as I certainly didn't know a lot about this as a pre-med. You know, you come in, you hear about med school, you think you're going to be studying like 8 hours a day, you're going to get 4 hours of sleep, and you're going to repeat it. Like, we all have, you know, pretty good social lives. Like,
and sometimes that happens.
And that does. Sometimes that's the thing.
Yeah, there's definitely days where that's like that, but it's not every day. You know, it's like Matt said, you got to keep your hobbies. Keep doing what makes you you. Keep doing what makes you actually got into med school in the first place.
Yeah, I agree. So, Semler, what's one thing that you think we've done so far that's been like a really fun time outside of like our medical education?
Okay, so I don't know if like we've brought this up before. I'm like a huge Wisconsin football fan.
Oh,
like,
we know that.
I know you guys know that, but they might not know that. So we actually...
Wait, what is this? Does Wisconsin like cheese or something?
We do like cheese. Fun fact, we do like cheese much as everyone thinks we like cheese.
Yeah, it's not even like an exaggeration.
I mean, dude, I told you guys, there's more cheese in my fridge right now than like just about anything else. So
pineapple juice?
Yeah, it's gone, hopefully. Thank God. But we actually, you know, we went back up to Wisconsin for our homecoming game. And, you know, I think we had, an anatomy quiz that next week, like maybe a standardized patient or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just did it. You know, it's something that, you know, I'm really passionate about. I want to share what I did through college. I was in the marching band through college, and I wanted to share with these guys, you know, what I did in college, how much fun I had in college. And, you know,
and we saw all of it.
And you did. Yeah.
I mean, Madison was a great time. Great school. I mean, you guys really like your football up there.
We do like our football. Big Ten school, you know, 40,000 people. City shuts down for game day.
It genuinely does.
I've never seen that before. Boston, we don't have anything like that. Boston College has like a good football following. But like professional sports are our thing. So seeing Madison just absolutely shut down was crazy.
Yeah, I think that's something different that you get with Madison because, you know, we got the Packers, but, like, you know, Milwaukee has the Bucks, Milwaukee has the Brewers, but Madison is, like, college football, like college sports. Like, Matt, you love hockey. I'm going to take you up there for a hockey game someday.
Absolutely. If I don't get to go?
No. Well, I mean, you can go, too, but I'm still a little upset about the Patriots beating the Packers last weekend. So
I apologize profusely for that, but I love my TB12.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's important. And, like, again, through these things, like, we talk about these experiences and how, like you said, they're very important to you. But obviously you sharing that with Mike and I, like, when we got to go up there with you, it just kind of helps build us as you know, future physicians.
And friends.
It'd be good someday to call you guys up and be like, hey, got this patient. I'm going to refer them to you.
Exactly.
You know?
I think you hit on a really good thing, too, Matt, of we had a quiz. We had a standardized patient. There's always going to be something coming up in your medical school, and you can't let that bother you. You have to use your time efficiently so that way when you get opportunities like this, you can go do them.
Yeah, we were preparing for it. I mean, like, yeah, that entire week, we were probably there till like 8, 9 o'clock studying.
Yeah, that was a huge thing. And that's a huge thing going into med school. And you know, we have classmates of ours that go to the gym every single day. God bless them. you know,
I don't know who that is.
You can make time for that. What I mean by that is you can make time for the things that you want to make time for. And again, it comes down to what you said, Mike, just working efficiently and utilizing your time. You know, it's, it means whether that means you turn your phone off when you study, whether that means you don't use computers because
quiet library.
Yep. Quiet library, that's huge for us. Use your time efficiently so that you can enjoy things outside of school. You can, you know,
Still should, you know, yeah. It shouldn't be just like a special occasion, kind of like, oh, well, it's like my birthday or something, I'm gonna go see my family, or it's like, oh, once a month. Like, try and make it like a, I don't know, I usually say like try and make it like a once a week thing.
I was gonna say, what's your weekly, like, your mat time?
I mean, I'm going to bring it back to football again, but I mean, I spend like whatever time of the day the Badger game is on Saturday, I like take those 3 hours and watch the game. Like, no matter how busy I am, no matter what I got going on the next week, I take those 3 hours, watch the game.
I've watched you do it in the library too with us. Like, you'll say, I'm taking my lunch at this time. The Badgers are on. That's what I'm doing. And that's what you have to do. You have to make time for it. I think of when we were at our white coat ceremony and Dr. Walsh gave that speech and he was like, celebrate your accomplishments. Don't take a whole week off, but like when you have a good test, go enjoy yourself. When you have a good standardized patient, enjoy yourself. Take those small wins because that's what's going to help us get through this. So I think for those of you that are listening, a big thing that you should take away from this is that even in undergrad, be as efficient as humanly possible. Try to figure out if you do well on a test, figure out what you did well, but then figure out what you can do better and how you can do it more efficiently, because that's only going to help you when you get to this stage someday. And as an undergrad, it's going to give you more time. You guys have an abundance of time right now. Go play sports. Go out with your friends. Go do stuff. Enjoy this time that you have, because you'll still enjoy it when you get to our point. But I don't know about you guys. If I could go back to Northeastern and do that again, I'd probably do it.
And it'll help you for your application, too. Like, if you show that you have a life outside of school and there's something that you're really passionate about that you can talk about in your interview, like, that sets you apart. Because, like, at this stage, like, we're all smart, you know, we all have like good grades. Sure. All right, well, some of us are smart, but you know, we all got like good grades. we lost Mike for a little bit.
Sorry. I had a good belly laugh.
But like what you did outside of school, like, really sets you apart, and what you, like, you can talk about that in your interview, and it doesn't have to be related to medicine at all. Like, I was in the marching band for 5 years in college. Like, that's what I talked about in my interview.
What about like when you guys, I didn't have a student that I interviewed with. I interviewed with a priest. I was that fortunate.
Hey, dude, same.
Oh, yeah, you did. I think we had the same one. We talked about this.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did. I should have remembered that.
I feel like left out now.
When you interviewed with your student, I'm sure that didn't, like, they didn't probably talk to you about research and stuff. They probably talked to you about who you were as a person. They probably wanted to get to know that, do you go out? Do you have fun? Do you have a life? Do you have hobbies? Do you ski? Do you snowboard? Are you in the marching band?
Yeah. So, I mean, he essentially just talked to me about my extracurriculars and what I liked about them. And, like, at some point in time, he threw in, like, how do you think this connects to medicine? But, like, you're not supposed to have an answer for that for everything. Like, yeah. I didn't even try to connect music to medicine because, like, I had no idea how I'm going to do that.
And you're thinking about getting a piano still, aren't you? Or a keyboard or something?
I am. It's sitting in my Amazon cart
for the last two weeks. Yes, do that.
Just got to hit click.
Mike, what's Mike time like?
Mike time is, I like to go into the city. Like, I was telling you today when we were walking
out. Oh, yeah.
When I get my time, I like to go somewhere. I don't like staying put. I like to use my time for myself, and for me, that's like going downtown, whether it's going to like a speakeasy or going down to the lake. Like, when it was nice out, I'd go with Kurt down to Lake Michigan and just go swimming and hang out. He'd go surfing stuff.
Sure.
He's really interesting. But I would just like hang out, and like we'd have like our friends go there, and we'd just do that. I personally love the water, so the lake is a big thing for me.
Do you try to spend like the same amount of time every week doing that, or just kind of see what happens? Like, do you say like
I make a point
4, 5 hours, 8 hours, whatever, to do that?
Oof, that's I feel like that's risky quantifying it.
It is.
Yeah, I would say I definitely don't ever quantify it, but I definitely make sure that I take the time. I usually try to take at least one day that is mine. I might do a little bit here and there, but I try to make sure that that day is specifically for me. Like if it's like the Halloween party we had last weekend.
Yeah, sure.
That was my day.
Sure.
And well, I guess it kind of unfortunately spilled over into the next day, but I just try to make sure that that time I take isn't spent thinking about class or anything like that. Because that's the thing, you guys. When you take your time and you're not doing your studying, you don't want to think about it. You want to make sure that that time is being dedicated to whatever you're doing. If you're playing basketball, like I did today, you want to be fully engaged in that. Because that's going to make you better when you go back to studying. If you didn't actually take that break, you didn't rejuvenate yourself at all. So what was the point? But like for Powder Puff, you guys coached... Stretch Bowl. Sorry, we have Stretch Bowl at Loyola. You guys coached that, and that was so much fun. It gave us a nice little break. And it, yeah, it was a big chunk of time you guys had to spend teaching football and all that, but it was so much fun. It was worth it.
Yeah, I mean, for those of you who don't know what Stretch Bowl might be, Stretch Bowl is where the M1 class, members of the M1 class, take on the members of the M2 class in a...
completely fair football game.
Friendly, unrigged flag football game.
We definitely didn't yell at the refs at all.
No, and there was no injuries or trash talk.
No one from our team almost got kicked out.
Respectful.
No,
so
it was just genuine sportsmanship at its finest. But it was fun because Mike's a big video guy, as you guys have heard. But Mike was the media team for us.
It was fun. I haven't shown you guys the pictures. I got some really good stills of our players.
Ooh.
You keep telling us that. Like,
I know. I'm sorry. I keep forgetting.
He's still trying to draw them.
I am not a drawer by any means at all. I can draw a stick figure. That's about it.
Yeah, but Matt and I coached that, and that was our thing. Like we, you know, he was Jim Harbaugh, and I was Bill Belichick.
My boy,
Big Bill. It was one of those things where we were just like, you know what? We have a lot of things going on, but this is something that we want to do. This is something that we want to spend time doing. So we're gonna work hard to make sure that we do. Do those things, and yeah. You know, that's again comes down to what the importance is of prioritizing or triaging your time, and enough to say these are the things that are important to me. Whether that's lunch with your family, if you live close to the place that you live at, or if that's
can't wait to go home for Thanksgiving. I love you guys. I promise.
Sure,
I'm excited to go home and see the family.
Yeah, you haven't been home since
no at this all. This is the first time I've been away for this long and this far. Period.
That's right.
Still not gonna let go that you're not coming over.
I'll be there. I'll come next year. Okay.
Well, I would come over, but I didn't get an invite. So.
You did get an invite. You can't even say that. You were invited today.
Well, they don't know that.
You just got it right now. If you didn't realize,
I would like to say that on record that I invited him today.
I'll ask you a question, Dion. What is your time?
Matt time.
Ooh, I like
Matt time. Or sorry, Matt DeYoung time. That is for me. It's I like to take half a day every week, half a day at least, to make sure that is dedicated. No study. No, whatever. And you know, usually that's my Saturday morning. And so sometimes I'll wake up on Saturday morning. Sometimes I'll choose to sleep for that time because...
sleep's important.
Dang it, I like sleep sometimes. And it's important.
It's tough to come by sometimes.
You gotta recharge your batteries.
How's your sleep life, Matt?
I don't want to talk about it.
Are you getting enough sleep? Should we just do a whole history a whole right SP now?
That could be another one we do where we just do an interview.
I think we should. I think that'd be fun.
I think that's a good idea.
So for those of you that were just kind of confused at what I was doing, we do standardized patients. I just totally cut Matt off. I apologize. Where we interview fake patients. And we asked them all the stereotypical history stuff. So one of the questions on that is asking about sleep. So I was just, interviewing Matt and asking, are you getting enough sleep? Are you getting your 7 to 8 hours?
Right. And it's important that when you're interviewing someone, you don't want to cut them off.
You might get dock points for that.
Well, good thing there's no one that's going to be grading me on this.
Hey, it's still recorded.
I like to be sassy. I try not to do that until we're doing these kinds of fun recordings. But... getting back to Matt time, I just take half day in the mornings and whether it's watching Netflix or a movie or whatever, and then during the weeks Matt has his football, I have my hockey. Mm-hmm. Diehard Blackhawks fan, so I make sure
the Red Wings
and sometimes
sorry bud.
Sorry about that slide because
I think
we're
you
friends.
Struck a nerve.
Yeah, which nerve? Which
cranial nerve.
Guys, you guys not talking about school so much.
Jeez.
GD component.
Oh. But yeah, so I think for me it's I don't know, I will genuinely last night I studied with the Blackhawks game on because I knew I could mute it and I could still be productive. And every once in a while I could look up at the TV and scream at it. And that helps me. But I think
that's me with the Pats.
I think one of the, well, at least the Pats win like 90% of the time. I don't want to hear it.
I'm spoiled. I know.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you and your Boston sports, you guys are doing really well this year.
Yeah.
Someday. But I think the most important thing to do is, it is to remember, I think Mike was touching on this earlier, is when you're studying and you feel like you're burning out, and like I'm using burning out as not in the because
we had a wellness course on it today.
Correct.
I was gonna say I thought I heard that a little bit earlier this week.
I think it's important to like know your limits, and like when you're not being productive, don't just keep hitting your head against the wall.
Exactly.
Step back, Mike. I'm gonna throw you on the spot here. You step back. I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago.
I'd say last week.
And you took a nap, like, right in the beanbag chair.
Oh, he took multiple naps. I saw him that day.
Sure.
Yeah, like, so, like, explain. To that point, I had a little too much fun this week, I think. Didn't get as much sleep as I could have. So, like, when I was at school, I was kind of realizing that my studying wasn't being as productive, and I was getting really lethargic the whole time, and it just wasn't sticking. So I literally just stood up from my chair, went over to the beanbag, threw a 30-minute timer on my watch, and was like, I'm going to get up in 30 minutes, and got up in an hour and a half.
I remember I came into the quiet study room and saw all your stuff, and Emily was sitting, another one of our classmates, was sitting at the table next to us, and I was like, where's Mike? And I looked over, and I was like, your head passed out on the beanbag, and I was like,
I couldn't believe you guys didn't take pictures of me. Like,
I thought about it, but I didn't want to wake you up.
I kept waking up, like, having like a panic attack, like, did they Snapchat me yet? Did they do it to me yet? Did they get me?
Again, when Em was on, like, because remember I sat down, I was going to ask, you know, where did Emily go to? And like, I see her like lift her head up from the beanbag chair, like hair all of a mess. And she just like looks over and's like, this is what life is right now.
But like to that point, that was absolutely worth it to me. Cause like I took an hour and a half nap, woke up, studied, did my standardized patient, and then studied till like 10 o'clock that night. And I felt amazing.
Well, that's the thing. Like, breaks are extremely important. I think everyone has in their mind, like, I'm going to study for 6 hours straight and it's going to be great. I don't think I've ever in my life studied for like maybe more than 2 or 3 hours straight. You got to take small breaks. Even if it's like a half hour, go for a walk, do something.
I was going to say, let's talk about like Mike, study time. Matt, so what's your study? Like, what's your study thing? Like, how do you study most effectively and efficiently?
See, I think this is a good thing to go into too, because we're kind of talking about like things that are more fun, and studying like quote unquote isn't fun. But I like studying with you guys and having you guys there. It's like I tell my friends at home all the time, would you stop doing that? DeYoung's trying to make me laugh. But I think it's really important to have people around that you can like interact with and talk to. Because I at home, when I wasn't in medical school, I'd go to work, I'd come home, I'd have a beer at my buddy's house, watch the Celtics game, and just talk. And we kind of do the same thing.
Besides from the beer, usually, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we can't drink at school.
Yeah.
But would you get rid of that cup? DeYoung's putting his cup down his shirt now because he's worried about getting in trouble now.
This would have been a good one to film, right?
Get that video. I know. Maybe we'll try that at some point.
Yeah.
But
sorry to cut you off, Mike.
But I think it's important to me to be able to have that banter every now and then, because like that's fun to me. Like, I don't mind studying as long as I have people around that I can interact with, like, my friends Paraj and Dan from Northeastern, shout out to you guys. I would just go study with them. We'd do our thing. We'd talk. We'd have fun. And it kind of like the studying almost replaced the TV for me.
Yeah. No, I feel that too, because like, and for me,
Semler's gone right now. So we're just going to kind of like,
we can say bad things.
Yeah. We can say whatever we want about him.
He's weak. He had to go take a break.
You're weak, Semler.
No, you're not weak for taking a break, but
no, we're just talking playing. About
breaks. I think the thing for me, like for me, I have a very, I don't know, I feel like my study schedule is interesting. And for the past 2 weeks, you and Matt have been on the receiving end of this, because I personally like to switch the spot, like the physical spot that I study every 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
because I feel,
yeah, you did move.
I know. I've been going home.
And you had the single table too when you've been at the school.
True, true. So the thing is like for me, every once in a while, like, every 2 weeks, actually, not every once in a while. Every 2 weeks, I make sure that I switch my study spot, because I start to feel dead inside when I like look around and I'm like, I have been in the same spot for this entire week and a half or 2 weeks. And so when I end up switching, I feel more productive, because I like variety. I'm a big variety person. And so for me, that's how I study. And I study 50 minutes on, 10 minutes off. And that's a good way to do it, because that way I stay engaged in what I'm doing. I'm never away for too long. And I feel like that's where my attention span's at, unless I really need to push it. Like in college, I was definitely the kid that was like, I'm going to study this until it makes my brain melt. And that was awful. Like, I don't think it was effective. I think I spent countless hours wasting my time looking at things that was never going to stick because I wasn't productive.
And you were studying probably for too long.
Sure.
At a time. I mean, like, I know I usually do like 2 hours and then give myself like 15 minutes, half hour to do something.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's important just to, especially to walk and walk around and everything. And so I just want to also take this moment. We have one of our friends who just was happened to stop by. His name's Vikram. He's another M1 with us here.
He's my roommate, and I'm proud to let him talk. He's going to give a little chime in. I'm going to let you two talk with him for a minute.
Sure. All right. Vikram, how you doing?
Vikram, you want to introduce yourself? Tell us where you're from.
Yeah, hi. My name is Vikram Jain. I'm from San Jose, California.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, Vikram, we're kind of talking about work, not work, but school-life balance.
Sure.
And the things that we like to do to stay sane during our countless hours of studying in med school and just what it's like being a med student. What do you do on a weekly basis to make sure that you stay sane?
Yeah, so I'm definitely still trying to figure it out. I'm not by no means, you know, good at it yet, but sure. Or I mean, you know, I'm no means, you know, as where I want to be for it. But one thing I like to do is to make sure I study with friends. That way, you know, you can take breaks and make jokes and every now and again. And also working out regularly.
Definitely
5-6 times a week. You know, just getting out there. Breathe a little bit.
He's one of those people we talked about earlier.
That's 5 or 6 times more than I work out a week.
We were talking about earlier. We were saying that you know, like when you want time to do something, you make time for it because you study efficiently.
Right.
And we're like, we have some people that like go to the gym every day. Good for them. But like, you know, you do that. How do you study effectively and efficiently so that you can like play basketball or go to the gym and work out?
Well, maybe if you ask me in a couple of years, I don't think I'm studying efficiently yet. I mean, I still think, you know, there's a lot of room for me to improve there.
Right. But I mean, you made it through undergrad.
Right.
You're here in med school now. Obviously, you're doing something right with your study.
Just being active as possible. You know, you look at something, you read something, you don't just take it as face value. You try to make a test question, you know, write out some answers, you draw it out. And then you just go back and think, okay, what happens if this thing was, you know, messed up in this path? You just have to be very active with it. That way you don't feel like you're looking at something and you forget it.
Interesting. So would you say that you make test questions for yourself while you study?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, not like multiple choice, but it's like my test questions will be what's the source of the blood for this artery? You know, where does it come from? So you trace this artery back to the heart. So it really forces you to just really turn those wheels. And then, you know, that way when you end up taking that test, it's like...
That's amazing that you can... You're already thinking that through, because I think that's something that... I mean, like, I definitely struggle with that, like, especially through lecture, like, just trying to take it for face value and not, like, thinking more in-depth.
Right. I think it's good. So Vikram, would you say that your main outlet for fun would be working out and like physical activity?
Yeah, exercise, physical activity.
The rumor is that you're quite a very good basketball player.
I like to think so.
Can you throw down?
Yeah, I mean, not that I can't jump. I was never able to jump super high. I can jump kind of high now. I mean, actually,
full disclosure, Vikram is like 6'8", 6'7", 6'9".
I mean, I was never really all that athletic. I was a little bit a little bit more athletic in undergrad, but now it's just sort of, you know, jump shots and, you know, making good passes and
sure. the team player.
Being
so
a good rebounder
speak.
And yeah. So
awesome. Well, yeah, I think it's really good because we're, you know, we these last few episodes that we've been talking about, we've been focusing a lot on AMCAS stuff and things that you need for your application.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's important for people to also see the happy side of med school.
Yeah.
Would you say that you, as another like M1 in our class, do you think that you have like a good sense of like happiness during your school so far? Like, do you feel stressed all the time or...
Well, it's a great question. So, I mean, when I first came, I have to admit, I didn't share this with many people, but I was actually very stressed out.
Sure.
Like my first couple of weeks, it's not that the material was all that difficult, it was just like just getting adjusted. I feel like the last couple of, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, it's been a lot better. I've actually had a lot of fun. So
what do you think helped that?
I think it's just adjusting to the area and just, you know, getting comfortable and finding friends and all that. It's just a matter of spending time here. And I think also the midweek, the midterm break or whatever, the fall break that we had was a nice little way to just kind of decompress for a little bit and get back into it. But I think it's just, you know, finding good friends, finding a rhythm, and just not being super hard on yourself all the time.
Yeah, I think a lot of people in our class were like that too. I think it's okay to be stressed out. It's a big change. Like, everybody's like getting thrown into something different. And like, med school's, you know, we're learning what, like a semester's worth of biology in 3 weeks. Like, you know, you're
just
not
about.
But I mean, like you said, it's like how you adjust to that, how you find your outlet, how you find your friends, like study habits, support systems. Like, that's what really matters.
Yeah, I think, and that's a good way to summarize things. I think it's, you know, in conclusion, like to summarize everything we've said, is it's important to find the ways that you work most efficiently. And like Vikram said, it is a process. It's, you know, it's a thing that you're trying to figure out the entire time. It's the same reason that they say that you practice medicine. No one is an expert at medicine.
Exactly.
You're practicing it. And I think it's important to do those things and to figure out how you work best so that you can make time for the things that you like to do that make you human and make you able to relate to your patients and to have happiness outside of a life that is, in short, of complete dedication to other people. And so whether that's basketball and working out or whether that's watching your Badgers every week
it's been a rough year, guys.
I think it's important to make sure that at the end of the day, you're still human.
Exactly.
So this has been a less formal episode of Three Guys in a White Coat. But at the same time, we wanted to take this opportunity to let you guys know that we're not just crazy study monsters that do only school. We enjoy our lives, and we make sure that we stay the well-rounded people we've been.
And you will have a social life in med school.
And you will be able to talk to your family, and you will be able to see your pets.
And you can take your grandma out for dinner.
You might be a little late to dinner with your mother, because we never know, you know, when you're getting home. But call your mother. She'll like it.
You might be late for supper. But just let them know your parents want to make sure you're happy and you're doing okay. That's all they really care about. They just want to make sure you're happy. Like my parents today, even my dad was like, Mike, if you need to ever talk, just call me. I was like, I know, Dad. I had my wellness meeting. I'm doing okay. I'm good. But seriously, this stuff's really important to like prevent burnout.
It is.
Yeah, and because it's a marathon, not a sprint. Yeah.
Burnout's a real thing.
And just pace yourself. Know your limits and make sure that you're okay with what you're doing to yourself. At the end of the day, don't study too hard. Don't make your life miserable. There's no need for that.
Yeah.
Any last comments somewhere?
I don't know. I think the Young summed it up pretty good. I'm not going to do a better job than that. So I'm going to leave him with that last.
It's very nice of you.
Yeah.
I don't know, Mike. Do you have anything else to say?
Yeah. I mean, I think the basic thing from this is to just make sure that you guys are always trying to be most efficient, so that way you can get out and enjoy yourselves.
Sure.
And then the one thing before we close is I just want to make sure, you know, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram. Three Guys in a White Coat. The number 3 guys_and_a_white_coat. You'll find us on Instagram. We're posting stuff all the time. So just give us a follow and see what you like, and let us know if you need anything. DM us if you have any questions.
Absolutely.
And you got the email up too, right?
Yeah, the email is the same thing. And like I said, it's linked in the bio too. So just check it out. Let us know what you think, and we'd love to hear from you guys.
Connect with us, because that helps us make these kinds of episodes more tailored to what you guys want to hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is Matt DeYoung signing off. Have a great night.
This is Semler signing off.
This is Mike Brenazzani signing off. Have a great night, you guys, and thanks for listening.